Roll the tape.
This podcast is protected by copyright and not for broadcast. See rsn.net.au for more details.
Set now, racing.
Now, on Taz Racing Talk, time to talk greyhounds.
Time for some greyhound racing now, and what a night it was in Launceston with the Oaks and the Derbies. Two wonderful races to tell us all about it. Greg Fay, how are you, Greg?
I'm good, Shane.
Let's start with the Oaks. Russell Watts, a winning Quinella.
Yes, a pretty good effort, isn't it? It was a bit sad that we didn't have heats of both the Oaks and the Derby. The owners and trainers, I don't know what's wrong with them. 5,000 to the winner, both races. Go back 20 years, it was heat, semis and finals. But nevertheless, Russell has two top bitches in Silly Lucy and Ireland's Force. They quinellaed it. It could have gone either way. They're both great bitches. It's the second time Russell's won the Oaks. He won in 1997 with Xiaomi. So, you know, he's always there in the big races, isn't he?
Certainly is. And the Illingworth Classic winner completed the Illingworth Derby double with Callaway Ernie storming home for victory.
Yeah, fantastic effort. Look, all of those wins too, he's pretty much done them out of bad draws. And just shows you the quality of the dog. He started off just an average dog, but he's just really hit the heights. And Butch Deverell, well, he just about owns the Derby. It started in 1974, the Derby, and since then he's won it five times, can you believe? He won it in 1995 with Dickie's Pride under unusual circumstances because the winner returned a positive swab. Russell Watts has won the Derby twice as well. but then you go down a little bit. His next four Derby wins, Butch Deverell, have been at the Mowbray track. He ran first, second and third in 2008 with BJ's Delight, Big Moose, Ackerboy. He'd love to have those three. He won it the very next year with Eagle Eye, which won 42 races. He won it 2 years ago with Bodine, the brother to Jethro and Belhaven, and now he bobs up with Callaway Ernie. Dog's a star, trainer's a freak.
And on both occasions in those two big races, did start from box number six, as you mentioned. Hasn't been overly excited with the box draws, but just keeps on winning.
He'll be hard to beat whenever he draws the red.
He certainly will. Now, Rod Campbell's winning run continued, coming off a double at Devonport last week. Scored again with Tizza Gold in the sprint.
Yeah, look, she's been a real journeyman. She came to Tasmania originally with very plain Victorian form. Got going very well here with Denise Fish. Then went back to New South Wales, come back to Rod Campbell. She's getting on a bit now, but she can still begin and perform. She's a good little girl, that one.
And she's won 7 out of 14 on the track, so you wouldn't mind that. Glitzy Bling was heavily supported in the final leg of the quaddy and got the prize.
Yeah, you can understand that. Top trainer Rod Ransley, 3 out of 3 on the track now for Glitzy Bling, and she was drawn 1 with a wide runner in 2, so it all looked her way and she didn't let punters down.
And in the last, Pioneer Mogul's gone to another level for trainer Richard Hall.
Has absolutely grown leg. Richard's only taken it over this preparation. He is about 1.5 cricket pitches quicker than he used to be. But to win in 29.76, last run of the night, and Oscar Ralph's a pretty decent dog and got straight into second, couldn't run him down. He's star in the making, I think.
How about last Thursday? Miss Express for Debbie Cannon, only having its second start, showed its true ability.
Well, she... In all fairness, she was very lucky to win. She's not the best one in that litter. That was a demolition derby, and she was... Look, if they'd have all got a clear run, she'd have probably run fourth, but she won by a nose, and she's got to go to another level to do it again, I think.
Winsome Tommy scored a good win for Pat Ryan, and he followed up at Devonport on Tuesday.
Yes, Winsome Tommy was very, very good winning at Hobart. He came down here with so much promise. It's just taken him a little while to deliver. But now that he's broken through, I'm sure he'll go on with it.
And Crash Dooley getting the job done for Patrick, so he's putting a couple of wins together now.
Yeah, well, Crash Dooley's only an average greyhound, but he's got very, very good habits, and if she keeps beginning like that, she can keep winning.
So Patrick's at one end of the scale, a gentleman by the name of Keith Nichols at the other, and Keith and Joan, they're flying at the moment, Revelator with two wins for the week.
Yeah, and what a versatile dog. He came out at Hobart, his first run over the 5.99, led every step of the way, got a little bit tired on the line, but they never got near him. Butters up on Tuesday, back to the 452 metres, and he was dead level with Orange Boy early, and Orange Boy's very, very good dog. that he cut him off. Orange Boy dropped back and came again. But look, he was never going to get beat again. He is a very, very good little dog.
And 240 Volt, another one to have won two in a week.
Yep, Gary Johnson's really got this bloke going well. He was very impressive both times. And now that he's broken through at Hobart, I've got a feeling Hobart might be his very best track.
Devonport on Tuesday. Just looking at the last race, firstly, Take Time Ronnie. Looked something beaten last week, and Jed Mace has put a leg on this performer.
Look, that's exactly right. He only had a couple of runs before Jed got him. Didn't do much. Won in very fast time three starts back. Then was unlucky last week, and then this time in an average field, it must be said. But 25-65, there's nothing average about that.
A couple of outstanding performances. Bit Hot Henry was one coming from a mile back early after missing the start.
Yeah, look, he's a very genuine dog. He had box one, which is the last place he wants to be. He was 8 or 10 lengths off the lead mid-race, but in fairness, he was assisted enormously by a mix-up up front when Classic Nico collided with Red Nitro, and that sort of bunched the field up and really fell into Bit Hot Henry's hands.
And Quick Advance, another to have had no luck at its most recent outing after winning two on the trot at Devonport. Came out second last, went right around them to win.
Gee, that was a terrific run. That was a pretty smart invitation field. He came out second last, and he's usually closer than that. And he gave some very good, you know, dogs a big start. And as you said, he went took the coast road home. Covered a lot of ground, but very strong to the line. He loves Devonport.
And another greyhound to do exactly the same thing was Senor Slammer in race 9, running the identical time.
Yes, he's a bit hot and cold, Senor Slammer. When he gets it right, he's very, very good. And this is the first time he's won where he hasn't led. Whitford misled clearly. He reeled her in late, and they ran a very respectable 25.74.
Have you got a greyhound for us to follow this week, Greg?
Look, an unfashionably bred dog that Nick Howard's training, like both are starts. You Make Me is the name of it. She ran second to Buckle Up Fletch at Hobart last Thursday night, and she's got very good habits, and her beaten time was in the 26.40s, which is good enough to win most juveniles.
You Make Me, we'll put that in the all-important Group Fay Black Book with a gold embossing, and we'll get another winner off you next week.
Thanks, Shane.
Highly successful greyhound trainer Russell Watts has kindly taken time out of his busy schedule to join us today on Taz Racing Talk. Congratulations, Russell, on a great win in the Tasmanian Oaks on Monday night with Silly Lucy.
Thank you very much, Shane. It was a real, real pleasure to see her do it, that's for sure.
Well, she had a wonderful record on the track going into the Oaks. Three starts, two wins and a second. You must have felt pretty confident when she pinged to the lead.
Oh, yes, but even when the dog, a kennel mate got beside her, I always thought the kennel mate could probably run her down, but it wasn't to be.
Well, you must have been the only person on the track not worried about the fast-finishing burst of Ireland's Force, because obviously you trained them both. That must be a great thrill.
Oh, it was. Susan Giddes actually led the winner for me, and we were standing beside each other, and she said, oh, the girls are in front, go! it was a big thrill. It really was.
Well, they clearly beat home the rest of the field, so it was a wonderful night for you. You also had another impressive runner on the night, Super Bowl, who won the first. That was an outstanding win.
Yeah, there's not much of her either, but she's all heart. And just the experience on the track, like she's been there 2 or 3 weeks in a row now, and I think she just learnt a lot more from going around there, because Launceston can be a pretty difficult track sometimes.
Now, do you have any plans for the three of them, Silly Lucy, Ireland's Force and Super Bowl, or just take it week by week?
It's week by week, but I will check the schedules out, but just to see what is they're eligible for, but just mainly pick up their grey fives and go from there with them. But probably Lucy and Ireland's Force, they'll definitely run more ground, so we'll be looking at it that way with them, especially over the 600s anyway.
Now, you've got a top team in work at the moment. How many do you have in the kennel?
14 at the moment, but that's our maximum. We don't have any more than that.
Okay, so we had plenty of winners of late. The winners just keep on rolling in. You must be pretty happy with that.
Oh, it's a lot of hard work, I know that, but I know, you only get out of what you put into it, so that's what we reckon.
Now, you've been in the game for quite some time. How did you become interested?
Through my grandfather. I used to go and help him every night after school, and just went on from there. He'd give me the bug, and just kept going.
Now, what about the first greyhound you trained? Can you remember back that far?
I did have a few leftovers from my grandfather, but they were very ordinary. But once we got rid of them, Ken Stretton from up Calder, he actually gave me the first greyhound that I actually got a winner with, called Onyx Venture.
So you've had some top chasers over the years, particularly back in the mid-90s. Your great association with Peter Bowen probably really kicked you off.
It certainly did, yeah. We had a real good Association. And actually, I still have a couple of his dogs now, or one of his dogs now. Now I know he's got a few more coming on, but I don't think they're as good as quite what we have with Nils Commando and Nils Dominator and dogs like that, even Nils Supremo.
Yeah, well, a couple of tremendous names you've mentioned there. And El Supremo really gave you an inside position with Darren McDonald.
Yeah, in the way that Darren's helped me. Yeah, if we actually beat Brett Lee in the heat of the Hobart 1000. And we got talking to Darren and just went from there. And Darren's been really good to me.
You've got quite a number of greyhounds coming over from Victoria that keep the kennel ticking over. Is that the association that got it started for you?
It certainly was, yes. And dogs are probably not quite good enough there, but if they need experience, and then they go back if they're good enough. So, and that's what we try and do.
Now, you mentioned a couple of the ill greyhounds, Ill's Commando, Ill Supremo and the like, but you also trained the Devonport Cup winner?
Yes, we did. Awesome Cole. He was a very handy dog. I actually trained him for Jason Thompson, and he was a good dog.
And a couple of other smart ones that have been through the kennel. Proper Lass springs to mind.
Yeah, Proper Lass, and probably a couple of favourites I really liked was Smart from Smart Aim. They really kicked me off early in my career, and they were super dogs.
Smart Aim held the track record at Devonport for the distance for a long, long time.
Yeah, 1990 when she done that, and gee whiz, she was awesome. Like, she won 33 out of 66. Like, she was just awesome, she was.
Now, another stayer that's put you on the map recently, Jeff the Tipster. He was a very good greyhound.
Oh, he was for me, yeah. Yeah, like, we was lucky enough to win 20 races with him here in just over 12 months with him, like, probably about 16 months. And he's actually in Western Australia now, so he's gone to somewhere a bit warmer.
Now, you've mentioned you've got 14 runners in the kennel. Any Tasmanian dogs or all Victorians?
Oh, a couple of Tasmanian dogs. We was lucky enough to acquire a couple of pups off Robin and Gary Johnson, who looked after us, and my sister and my nephew own them, and they're going along okay.
And your daughter's got one or two?
Yeah, we've got a few together, me and my daughter. She's in Brisbane, and she breaks them in and says, is there any good? Was there any good? Well, they come down here, and we start them off here, and then if they're any good, well, we can send them back, so...
Well, you've won a couple of big races as well as ticking over with winner after winner on a weekly basis. You've been right at the top of the tree in the Tasmanian training ranks for some time. Just looking back, a couple of Derby wins, and you've also previously won the Oaks with Xiaomi.
Yeah, she was a nice bitch herself. Didn't have her for long. She'd had a couple of trainers before I come along, and we had a little bit of luck with her.
Now, of those runners in the kennel at the moment, what about a winner for our listeners in the next couple of weeks? Have you got one there that is probably still have a little bit of improvement in it?
Oh, yeah, we've got a couple. We've got a couple of brothers to Ireland's Force, Irish Gift and Kinloch Warrior. They're both coming along nicely. They won't be far away before they're in the winner's circle.
Okay, well, we'll pencil those in. Russell, and again, congratulations on Quinellaing the Oaks on Monday night.
Thank you very much, Shane.
Live at 5 every Wednesday on Carnival, Taz Racing Talk.
5, 4, 3, 2. And the winners just keep on coming on Taz Racing Talk, and the man responsible for that is Rick Puccinelli. How are you, Rick?
Well, Shane.
And we've got three programs to look at. First of all, Hobart coming up, and your old mate Senor Slammer returned to winning form at Devonport.
Yeah, Shane, he was quite impressive. He ran 25.74. He ran down Whitford Miss. His run was good. I've got to put him on top. I think he might spear to the lead and he'd be very hard to beat. Thought number 8, Spring 4, was the main danger. Liked its run in Launceston, battled on good in a very, very hot race. Just as a little bit of drop in class. Put it in for second, Spring 4. Number 2, Make a Cuppa. I would prefer it drawn off the track, but look, point-to-point speed, it's got unbelievable turn of foot. And look, if it rails through and happened to spear to the lead and got off at the first turn, to give him something to chase, Make a Cuppa. I put it in for third. And I put in Designer Rush. Third last week behind Good Question. Thought its run was good. Does prefer to be drawn off the track. But look, again, it's another one that's got very good speed after it hits the ground. 3, 8, 2 and 4.
In the second leg, Clubfoot goes around. Last start, second to Buckle Up Wes. There's no Buckle Up Wes's in this.
No, there's definitely not, Chain. Look, he'll go around short. He's not one of mine, but I find it hard to catch him. But look, you've got to put him on top. He's got a good draw. He's got a desperate railer drawn inside of him in 3. And he's got a dog that runs centre of the track in 5. So he'll just zoom through and be very, very hard to beat. I won't be taking the short odds, but he's entitled to win club foot number 4. 5, Phelan's a very, very good, honest little dog. He has broken the 26-second barrier at Hobart. Just forget he went round at Launceston on Monday night where he had no luck at all. 3, Hello Benny. Now, when I was doing the video replays, I spotted this dog. He got severely checked after the start. He settled 8th. He ran 4th. I thought his run was very, very good. I might be having something on him at the odds that he might be. And I put in number 7, Daniels Bay. Got a good record on the Hobart track. Gary Fay's a good mentor with the dog. Give it a chance. 4, 5, 3, 7.
Now, in the third leg, Real Caution backing up after its second at Callaway earning in the Derby.
Yeah, look, I can't see why it won't be very, very hard to beat, but I think there's a greyhound that's drawn to win here, Shane, in Mumford's Son. Very, very good, honest little dog. He just gives 110% every time he goes round. I think he's the way to go, Mumford's Son. To beat 3, Real Caution. I was counting my money halfway up the straight, but as we all know, the Butch Devil polish just shines with Buckle Up, Callaway Ernie, and he got him in the last couple of strides. 4, 10, Tiki. Now, this greyhound's going very, very good at the moment. Its run at Devonport behind Winkley Bent was outstanding. Just sometimes can be a little bit slow early and then, you know, use a little bit of the track. I'll be including in everything that I play 10 Tiki. And I put in number 8, Hello Scott. He's been placed 3 of 6 from box 8. He's been placed 1 from 1 from box 8 at Hobart. Thought he's actually dropping a bit in class. His last run was 8 behind Buckle Up, whereas I'll be throwing in all my multiples. 1, 3, 4, and 8.
And then in the last leg, we've got your old mate Gemstone Jack going around again. You made it a special the other day and it lobbed for you. What about this week?
Shane, he's in the mix. I've just gone with a drawn greyhound in a Lona. Now, this little bitch can be a little bit of a hit and miss beginner at the start. Now, the key to her is she's got box 1 and she can zoom through. Brendan Purcell is a very, very good mentor with the dog. I think it might be hard to beat. I put in number 7, Dirty Rich. Now, this greyhound, he's very hot and cold. He's on the bunny, he's very, very good. Off the bunny, he's very ordinary. And there's plenty of dogs that fit that calibre. Just thought from box 7, he might zoom down the outside. And if he happened to find the lead, he's got a very good chance, Dirty Rich. 6, Gemstone Jack. He's always thereabouts. I don't think Hobart's his best track, but he's clearly got a very, very good chance. And I put in number 3, Sir Buddy. Liked its last few runs, got a chance from an inside draw. 1, 7, 6, and 3.
Quaddie for Hobart. First leg, 3, 8, 2, 4. Second leg, 4, 5, 3, 7. In the third leg, it's 1, 3, 4, 8. Last leg, 1, 7, 6, and 3. Where's your best?
Shane, I was taken with a greyhound at Devonport recently in race 1, number 2, called Night Tremors. Was very good to begin, showed an enormous mid-race speed. Stopped the clock in 26.04. I just think it might spear to the lead again from box 2. I think Eileen Thomas has got a very, very handy little dog here. Race 1, number 2, Night Tremors.
Launceston on Monday night. First leg of the quaddie, race number 5. To Be True's come up with a red box.
Yeah, Shane, look, he's dropping back now to a 3.4. He's got a very, very good chance. When I was doing some speed maps on this race, I come up with a greyhound that's got very, very ordinary finger form in ultra white. And look, I'm going to put ultra white on top, and I suggest to the listeners that he might be $5 or $6 and he's got some chance of zooming the lead and be hard to beat. I'm going to put him on top. Ultra white number 2 to beat 1, To Be True. He's got the red box. He dropped a little bit in class. I thought he's run behind Good Odds Demon. He just whacks away. Got a good chance. 5, Classic Spence is the other speed runner in the race. Now, if he happened to jump on the bunny, he run around the 32nd mark and he's got a very good chance. And I put in number 4, Part-Time Pete. Now, if there's any trouble up front and he happens to find the fence, he hasn't raced for 6 weeks. Gary Johnson certainly freshened him up. He's the KO dog. 2, 1, 5, and 4.
In the second leg, Pat and Ted Howard going great guns at the moment with the Winkley Greyhounds. Winkley Rose is engaged.
Shane, if seeing's believing, it has to win again. It jumped in second spot last week, ran 29.94. The best of the night was 29.76. It won by 6.5 lengths. It was super strong to the line. I just think it'll win again, Winkley Rose. 5, Class Barbie's actually probably dropping a little bit in class. Chased home Golden Sage on at Devonport on Tuesday. I think it's got a very good chance, number five, Class Barbie. I put in number one, Buckle Up, Nico in for third. Very in and out customer, but it's got the red box and it'll give it a chance. And I put in number six, Snoring Nora. She was placed on Tuesday at Devonport, thought a run was A-OK. 2, 5, 1 and 6.
Dilston trainer Patrick Ryan has a very strong hand in the third leg.
He certainly has, Shane. He's got the inside and the outside drawn greyhounds, and I'm actually tipping him for a Quinella. I've gone one Winsome Tommy, thought his run in the Derby was A-OK, and I think this is a little bit of a drop back in class. 8, Crash Dooley. Very, very good speed early. Box 8 won't hurt. It's got a very, very good chance. 5, Hindside. He got tired last week when getting beaten by Good Odds Demon. He's got good early speed. He'll be thereabouts. And I put in number 2, Winkley Charlie. Didn't think he had a lot of luck last week when he ran 5th behind Pioneer Mogul. They did go 29.76, and that was the best of the night. And I just thought his run was A-OK. 1, 8, 5 and 2.
The Illingworth Classic winner and Tasmanian Derby winner Callaway Ernie goes around in the last leg.
Yeah, Shane, he'll be very, very hard to beat. The only little hindrance is he's got box 8 and he's a desperate railer. But look, he handled box 6 perfectly last week. He actually showed a lot of good track sense last week when he went inside a greyhound down the back. Just think he is the way to go, number 8, Callaway Ernie. 4, Tiny Tilly. Now, she was responsible for a win in Launceston in 29.90, recently beaten Real Caution. If she happened to jump in front, she's got a chance. The other speed runner in the race is Tizza Gold's come up with box 1. It may well be the leader and it's got a chance. And 5, Orange Boy. He's a winner here in 29.86. Just his last couple haven't been anything flash on the Launceston track. Thought his run at Devonport on Tuesday was terrific. I'm going to put him in the mix. 8. 4, 1 and 5.
The quaddie for Launceston, first leg 2154, second leg 2516, third leg 1852, 8, 4, 1 and 5 in the last leg. What's your best?
Shane, I'm going to the distance race over the 720 metres. I think she can only be improved by the run, and I'm referring to race 3, number 1, Painted Dotty. She won there in 42.83 last time. I think she'll lower that time. Think from box 1, she'll just camp off them and be too strong. Race 3, number 1, Painted Dotty.
Tasmanian Oaks winner Silly Lucy goes around in the first leg of the quaddie at Devonport on Tuesday.
Yeah, I can't see why it won't be very, very hard to beat. It has got a little bit of opposition, and I'm taken with a dog called Buckle Up Fletch. He's very young. I know the kennel have got a very, very big opinion of him. I think they'll dominate the race, and the market will probably show that they'll dominate. 2 to beat 1. Put in number 8, Bandit's Revenge. Didn't mind his run in at Devonport on Tuesday when he ran third. Got a chance. And 4, Night Keeper. Now that he's drawn closer to the fence, he's had box 8, his 2 runs at Devonport, and all he's wanted to do is find the fence. Look, he's got a good chance to play the multiples. I think 1 and 2 will dominate. I've gone 2 to beat 1, 8 and 4, but I think you can really only play 2 dogs, 2 and 1.
In the second leg, good questions in strong form.
Shane, he's going super. He looked lost at Launceston when doing the replays on Tuesday morning. He just didn't know where he was going. And I thought when he ran fifth, I thought his run was A-OK. Going to Devonport, don't know if he's been there. He's got a very good mentor in Rod Ransley. I'm putting him on top. 4, good question. Oscar Ralph's got a very, very good chance, number 5. I thought 1, Red Nitro. He was trying to border the fence last week when trying to cross a dog called Camdale Nico, thought he had a chance. And I thought number 7, Take Time Ronnie. He's going very, very good for Jed Mace at the moment. He's got a very, very good turn of speed, and he's come up with box 7. 4, 5, 1, 7.
In the third leg, Super Bowl's drawn box number 8, outstanding win last Monday.
Shane, it got a numerous checks on the first turn, and, you know, when you do the replays, I don't know how much ground it actually did lose, but it had to have lost 4 or 5 lengths in the run. I don't think the time's any reflection on how it went. I think it'll be very hard to beat from box 8. I think it'll go around quite short, and it'll be very, very hard to beat. Number 3 will give it a run for its money, Aroma Pêché. He's going very, very good. And this is probably a little bit of a drop in class for him in what he's been meeting of late. Put him in for 2nd. 5, Waratah Boy. Now, he's got no mid-race speed, but he's very, very strong at the finish. He'll be storming home. And I put in number 2, Proven Cola. Can only be fitter for the run last week and's got a chance. 8, 3, 5 and 2.
And in the last leg, the former champ, She's All Class, coming back after having a litter of pups.
Yeah, Shane, and look, she steward trialled in 2578, which is common knowledge. When after they've had a litter of pups, they've got to do a steward's trial, and she went 2578. Now, I think that'll near win the race. I think she'll be very, very hard to beat. Got a great trainer in David Croswell, and he wouldn't be putting her in if she wasn't right. 2, Dominator Girl, hasn't raced for about 6 weeks. On Song, very, very good dog around the Devonport track, put it in for 2nd. 8, Hannah Bowden, been a revelation since joining the Gaylene Townsend kennel, going very, very good at the moment. I put it in for 3rd. And I put in 1, my old mate, Fine Eagle. He's always thereabouts. He'll punch through on the fence, and you've got to play him in all your multiples. 7, 2, 8 and 1.
Rick Devonport, quaddy for Tuesday. 2, 1, 8, 4 in the first leg. 4, 5, 1, 7 in the second. In the third, it's 8, 3, 5 and 2. In the last, 7, 2, 8 and 1. We just need a best bet for Devonport.
Shane, I think we'll get it early at 12:39, and we'll back race 1, number 3, Good Odds Demon. Thought his win at Launceston was very, very good. Don't know if he's seen Devonport, but he's 580 metres is right up his alley. Just think he'd be very hard to beat. Race 1, number 3, Good Odds Demon.
Get on your Rick. Thanks for your thoughts today.
Thank you.
This podcast was brought to you by rsn.net.au.